Okay. And you brushing your thing with a toothbrush, bro?
Mm-hmm. It's like baby hairs for women, you know? You get your toothbrush, lay them down. Or edges, that's what they call it.
What's up, you guys are watching Half Woke. Precious, what's our first story?
Well, doctor suggests wearing a mask while having sex. Yep, Dr. Teresa Tam, Canada's lead medical doctor, says skip kissing, wear a mask to prevent spreading the COVID, limit your use of alcohol and other substances so you and your partner are able to make safe decisions. The lowest risk sexual activity during COVID-19 involves yourself alone. So y'all, according to Dr. Teresa Tam up in Canada, you know what I'm saying? She out here spitting her facts and she's saying, if you want to be safe while having sex, you either need to masturbate or wear a mask. It's crazy to me because we gonna have some unprotected sex. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? But we gonna have a mask on? No, I know a lot of y'all dudes don't like kissing. You gonna kiss me, nigga. If we doing it, maybe be like, oh, you like kissing, but I be kissing. Yeah, whatever, fool. Just get this kiss. Because this is the whole thing.
Is that something guys say often? Do we say that often? I don't like kissing.
I don't know.
Ron, shut your kissing ass up, Ron.
That's what I'm trying to find out. I ain't been with a girl. I ain't kissed in the face. They all get me smooches.
If it's your girlfriend, probably, of course. But I'm saying dudes who just randomly out here, they ain't like.
Yeah, if you're not my boyfriend, I'm not kissing you. Like, I don't want that. To me, somehow, that seems like the most personal out of everything. So I'm actually okay with this. I'd rather a guy wear, I was going to say what I was going to say, but I got to. I'd rather a guy wear a mask and a condom. But look.
Wow. But we do want you, everybody, to have safe sex because life is real. You know what I'm saying?
Life is real.
Like, so be safe. But I'm saying, I can't even make it. It is so uncomfortable in that. And I don't care if you got the little cheap one, the little white one with the thin things, or if you got your designer mask. Like, it's so hard.
So I'm not going to put an extra layer of fuckery on fuck time. Plus, I'm really tired of all these different doctors using Corona to like push the agendas. The safe sex person is like, oh, you got to wear your mask during sex and masturbate. The dentist is like, oh, don't forget the floss. Fuck y'all. This is not your area of expertise. Don't fucking tell me what to do.
They doing that for vaccines now like a motherfucker. They like the flu shots. Now is the most crucial time more than ever to get the flu shot vaccine.
I'm not doing it.
My thing is this. Since when the fuck are we even listening to Canada about anything? Canada said?
Well, she the lead medical doctor, though. You know what I'm saying? Canada did get that shit under control, right?
I'm not fucking my sexual experience up because Canada said to. Like, get the fuck out of here. Why is Canada charging $7 more for everything? No, I ain't fucking with Canada. Don't get no pussy during COVID. That's all you can do.
That's why everybody pregnant.
But you know what, Stevie? You might be on to something, dog, because when I think about it, they got free health care over there. So they trying to do whatever they can to limit people coming into the fucking hospital for free. Fair. We already give y'all free health care. So how about put a mask on when you fuck?
You're right. They like, come on now. Y'all get all this shit free. Yeah. Please put your mask on while you fucking. Please. Ron, what's the next story?
19 black families purchased 96 acres in Georgia. So they're trying to build a safe place for black people to just exist. Economic power circulating our dollar within the community. That's their idea. Now, some of the naysayers are wondering, can you get that many black people together without some fuck shit going on? And they are ensuring that that's not the case, that stereotype and that stigma does not have to permeate what they're trying to do. However, Miss Renee, have you seen World Star? I get it, I'm with it, but have security. Throughout the entire fucking article, at no point did they mention security or policing or walkie-talkies. It was just, they talked about fishing, hiking, bowling. Bitch, what about these niggas? Where's the security? Even white gated neighborhoods have fucking security. So, you know, I'm with it. And they're not trying to segregate from white people or from other people, which was also important. So that's their idea with this black camp, I guess. But Renee, watch this and understand, baby girl, have some security. Have one white man. You have to have at least one.
What?
You have to have at least one white man just so people can feel the presence of like order. It's like an immunization. You get a little bit of the flu, right, to make you strong against the flu. You have one white man there. We work best, black people work best under pressure. With just one white man on this black fucking camp, everything be perfect. Trust me, Randall.
That's pretty smart. I cannot be mad at that.
Like there's some talented 10th bullshit, to be honest. In the term talented 10th is the upper echelon of the black community getting the fuck away from the rest of the niggas and leaving niggas in bondage, bro. It's not really for black people. It's for established agriculture, motherfucking successful ass businessmen that are and women that don't have nothing to do with the actual problem that we experience in this country. They not finna let me live on the acres. How much money I need to live in black metropolis?
It ain't gonna take that much, fool. They got tiny houses on there. They gonna let you stay. The point is 19 of them came together, dog.
And so the like, black we problem, came though, together. Precious. I've been in the hood my whole life. My credit fucked off. They not fucking with everybody, off.
But
bro.
I'm saying, they got 19 families. This wasn't like, the you know, two upper echelon families. This is like 20 people, fool, came together like, let's create our own, like, black Wall Street type shit. We're gonna start small. We're just gonna have like the homes, fishing, the list of wedding venues. Like we're gonna just basically build our own shit. Like we need to be happy about that. None of this shit we go support is ours. So for them to get 96 acres and like really be like, this finna be some good shit. That's black people owning shit. That's a win.
But you can right, I Precious? Have some?
Yeah, this is we go to Atlanta.
If you fix your credit, yes. Fix your fucking credit and then you can come in. Like
Ron, can we pull up and just hang out there?
Yeah, I mean. You
can bring your white boy.
The fact that they got 19 families and entrepreneurs and people with enough money to start and finish this project is great. Because when you try to like book a group trip with your friends, only two of them end up fucking going. You try to start a business with your friends, only one of them got the money. The other one just got paperwork today, ain't finished yet. Like, it's so hard to get shit done with anybody. So the fact that they all came together, and I'm sure they probably started with like 50 investors. And only like 19 actually made it to the promised land, but fuck it.
When all that, you know, stuff was going on with George Floyd and then it just continued and start piling on itself. One thing I was thinking was like, man, where can we go to get away from this? Like, where's home base? Like, where do we go and congregate and like come up with our master plan? But it's like, I couldn't think of a single place like that. Maybe the black church, but it, you know, that has its problems all by itself. But if they say in Georgia, there's 100 acres where we can just congregate.
And they saying not segregating, but allowing black families to flourish safely. And that's what we want to do. We want to feel like safe.
I'm not going to act like I'm oblivious to the condition of the threat that's on the black men and women.
Right.
But How are we unsafe? Like, can no white boy beat me up in a fair fight? When are we going to decide enough is enough and I'm standing my ground on whatever that is?
You can feel safe, but they can come shoot you. I just feel like
the threat isn't really a threat. It's all mental.
We don't make guns, though.
I think it's mental.
Yeah, like, I mean, I see.
No, it's not mental. It's metal. It's guns.
Do we not have firearms as well? There's black on black crime. That's crazy. We have guns, bro.
And if they actually train, like this compound, they're talking about having an actual shooting range. So then maybe niggas can get trained instead of shooting like this. They could, you know, do something. It's no accident that they have the upper hand. And that upper hand is their numbers, the psychological blocks that they put on us, and guns. I mean, that's what got the Indians up out of here, was guns. It wasn't just...
Okay.
Before we move on in topic, I want to say I went to Israel, Palestine, and the Palestinians were throwing rocks at the soldiers that had guns, Ron. So I just want to say that's a mentality thing. Like, all that being afraid of losing your life is the reason why we're in the condition. The Revolutionary War was death. It was bloodshed, my nigga. And that's not the answer. Violence, nonviolent protest. Protest not going to liberate us from the bondage that we've been in for years and years and years and years. Those Palestinian kids, they're 11-year-old. They're burning tires and pushing the tires down the hill so the army can't see. They're really in war. We're not doing none of that shit. We sitting there with our asses bent over, taking. We got to have nothing to lose because we don't have nothing already, bro. You got to worry about your descendants. Everybody want to scream and praise the ancestors, but they already handled their candle, my nigga. We ain't doing nothing but sitting here talking about injustice. Oh, black lives, they matter here. That shit is clown goofy shit, bro. Niggas need to get with the program. And I'm not saying, let's start being serial killers, but let's hold our ground, bro. There's states that allow motherfuckers to hold their ground, bro.
I agree with you 100%. So, you know, I understand, you know, like I said, I was just simply talking about that on the surface level. That's what it is. It's more guns. But yeah, absolutely. I think it's a mentality. If you are convinced that you can't fight back, then you'll think you can't fight back.
Then you can be fearless. You can feel safe. You can whatever. But when they pull up on you and just handle you, they just take advantage. Everybody felt safe who got their ass shot. And it's fucked up. But we don't feel safe. I did feel safe the one time I went on a cruise and it was all black people. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow, I've never seen this before.
And even past violence, like just the comfortability and the enjoyment of it. We want to be able to go to venues and go to places and feel like the people who are there don't barely fucking want us there. But because we paid our money, cool. And at this third time, get the fuck out, or don't be too loud, or don't be too this. So I feel like if you go to this 96 acres, you know, that is owned by black people and you have your wedding there, one, I feel like that's good luck as fuck for your marriage. And two, I just think you're going to be like hella comfortable.
But I don't think we're in a place right now to worry about the black thing that's being built, what group of black people is being built for, because we don't have shit for black people. So if this thing actually was only for the super upper echelon of black people, fuck it, I'm for it. You know, I don't fall into that category, but at least we would then have something that is for black. And then you can make the broke version or the middle class version and all those different versions, but let's get something first and then go from there.
If you were too busy munching on barbecue, you might not have watched any news over the Labor Day weekend, and you might have missed a very important piece of information. As a matter of fact, a memorandum or memo was sent out by 45, the Cheeto man himself. It has come to the president's attention that executive branch agencies have spent millions of taxpayer dollars to date training government workers to believe divisive anti-American propaganda. Then this man drones on to basically say that giving white people racial sensitivity training is somehow un-American. There's a young man, last name Voigt, said that the United States has a particular office called the Office of Management and Budget, and the OMB is responsible for giving out federal funding to these agencies to provide them with racial sensitivity training. What goes on in that racial sensitivity training? Basically, unwhiting white folks. Yes, informing white people of their white privilege, showing how they can benefit from that white privilege, and how they can use that white privilege to benefit persons of color. Also explaining to them what systemic racism is and how it has been going on for the last 400 years.
Critical race theorists at the Sandia National Laboratories sent their white male executives on a three-day re-education camp to deconstruct their white male culture and actually force them to write letters of apology to women and people of color. Conservatives need to wake up that this is an existential threat to the United States. And I'd like to make it explicit. The president of the White House, it's within their authority and power to immediately issue an executive order.
What did the White House say to that? Teaching white people about white privilege is wrong. What are they going to do about that? They're going to cancel funding for all those programs. Not only are they going to cancel funding, they have released instructions telling anybody that if you find anywhere in the language of the bills being written for that funding, the terms white privilege, to do whatever you can under the law to cancel that program. Wait a minute, Black Run, you talking too fast. I can't understand what you're saying. What are you really saying? They're using white privilege to cancel programs about white privilege. No. I'm gonna say it one more time because there's some people that just walked in and didn't believe me. They are going to cancel programs that teach white people about racial sensitivity, saying that that is somehow un-American and divisive. Well, I'll be damned. You mean to tell me it's not divisive to tell people that to attend a program to teach them about the division going on in this country is un-American? Those very same people that call themselves patriots when they murder protesters. You mean those very same people that go around murdering innocent folks of color and calling themselves patriots, and the people that back them that sit in government positions are being educated to the long-lasting and deep-rooted hatred that seems to show its ugly face in America every single day. And they got programs in place to teach people about themselves. And the president and all his cronies say that that's somehow un-American. The boy Russell Voigt said, and I quote, "These trainings run counter to the fundamental beliefs for which our nation has stood since its inception, and they undercut our core values as Americans." Now, the only word that he forgot to say in that whole phrase was white. So let me reread it with the word added in. "These trainings run counter to the fundamental beliefs for which our white nation has stood since its inception, and they undercut our core values as white Americans." You goddamn right they do. And that's their problem. That's their beef right there. Everything that's going on right now is making the people in power uncomfortable. So it sounds to me like you're telling us exactly what we want to know. Now, the question I got for y'all is, how long you going to not believe them?
Okay, you ready for the next one? So Nickelodeon is canceling an animated show that was set to premiere on Nick Jr. called Made by Maddie because they are getting accused of cultural appropriation from the film Hair Love. If you guys remember, you know, it got a lot of Oscar praise and it was just so adorable. Now, this show, not exactly the same storyline, but they're saying that the characters just look too much alike.
Tell you what, we three make a pretty good team.
When it first was supposed to come out, the show was called Fashion Ally, which makes people think that this show, which was actually created by a white person, later got changed into Made by Maddie, probably in light of, let's be honest, everybody trying to monopolize on the Black Lives Matter movement. So Nick Jr. is saying that they hear it, they didn't want no smoke with Black Twitter, and they canceled it.
They did the right thing, I think, too. Because you know damn well, lady, that you was copying them people. They both got the families with the natural hair. They both got a cat. They both whooped and booed. Five got the dread. Like, you being funny. You was being funny, lady. Ooh, for real.
I'm looking at the side-by-side right now, so it definitely looked the same. But then it also, it's like, it's Black people with Black hair, so they gonna look the same.
But we kind of do have to look at all the facts, because the storyline of Hair Love was that the mom died and the dad didn't know how to do his daughter's hair. And by the end of the film, he learns how to do it. And this shit is very heartwarming. In this story, both of the parents are alive. The girl is like a fashion designer and this and that. So the storylines and what happens in it has nothing to do with each other. But it is sad because, you know, in this cartoon, they all employed Black voice actors. So a lot of Black people lost their job over this getting canceled and us being like, fuck y'all, you know? So
that's the thing. When is Black Twitter going too hard? Like, it's very difficult to figure that out, because they might have been right for pulling this show, but then it's like, maybe this was a very good show to have on. Like, a bunch of Black kids don't get to see this show now. A bunch of Black actors is out of work now. Now, maybe it was cultural appropriation and should have been taken off. I don't know that we always take the time to figure out, you know, what the best movie is. We kind of just go, get that shit out of here, and some people miss out.
Yeah, because that show was like, fuck that shit.
Are we talking about cultural appropriation, or are we talking about plagiarism?
Both,
true.
Actually.
Visually, Twitter at first did think that the creator, Matthew Cherry of Hair Love, had something to do with this. And he actually retweeted talking about, like, this is bullshit, but later went back and deleted his tweets like, fucking, I ain't about to get involved in it. But people thought that it was the same guy. And I really think Nickelodeon took this show that they greenlit called Fashion Ally and realized, oh, Black Lives Matter and all of this is popping right now. Let's make it a Black show. I think that's what happened. And they got backlash for it.
They get out like that. They get out like that for sure. Hey, I want to ask a question. How do you guys feel about the term ally as pertains to white people right now with all this shit going on? Have you guys heard that at all? Them being referred to as ally?
I think it's a funny term. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, they're cool with us. It's just a sophisticated way to say, oh, that nigga cool. He white, but, you know, he cool. you know, if it helps, it helps. But a lot of people, not a lot of people, I know there's a number of people who hide behind that term ally, and they're really not an ally. They probably just, I mean, that don't mean that they are actual racists. Like, there's middle ground between straight up racist and ally. And I bet you there's a lot of people who are just like in the middle that just call themselves allies to get people off their back. But, you know, hey, what you gonna call them? You nigga? You gotta call them something.
Ally. All right, that was another episode of Half Woke. I hope you guys woke up just a little bit more with us today. We thank you guys for watching. Leave a comment below. We're gonna be commenting back. Feel free to disagree with us, and we'll probably feel free to disagree right back in the comments below. I'm Cynthia Luciette.
I'm Ron Taylor.
I'm Precious.
I'm Stevie J.
See you guys next time.